Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
George from Local Splash.
Thanks, George. Please stay on the line. Hello?
Hey, good afternoon. This is George. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm looking to speak with Sadat.
Yeah.
Hey, we got your email where you requested a call. We're just giving you a call to see if there's anything we can do to help you.
Just wondering. Not even one phone call from Google Splash advertisement. What's going on?
Local Splash. But yes, well, you know what we do?
Like, I mean from customers. Not even one phone call.
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, I understand it's from customers you're referring to, yes. Well, I can definitely report this over to our Google team so we can optimize. I see that you're subscribed to Local SEO, where you have basically your Google profile in Google. I'll report this over to see if we can look for a different marketing strategy to improve your rank and, of course,
yeah, because you know, I'm not going to keep on paying if I don't get results. That's not going to happen. It's almost a year already that I'm with you guys.
Definitely. Also, keep in mind that there's two very important things that you must consider. So, number one, we are a marketing company. What we simply do is market your business. We advertise your business, in other words. However, at the end of the day, it's people who decide whether they give you a call or not.
Yes, but I'm trying to see on my page that I'm on like my eighth page over there.
That's something I was about to get to as well.
Yes.
Just need a moment to explain that, please. Okay. All right. So, again, so we advertise your business. At the end of the day, it's up to clients whether they give you a call or not, which is out of our control. Secondly, is
that
you
that I understand.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm on eighth page.
That's what I'm trying to get to. I just need a moment to speak, please.
Okay.
All right. So, again, so let's go jump into that part. So you're in eighth place, correct? So the way that works, it's an organic way to get up to the first spot in Google. So Google is the one with the ultimate decision on who gets to be on the first top three, results of the Google results. Now, the way to get there is Google prioritizes the businesses who have a lot of reviews in their profiles. Currently, I see that you're 9 reviews in and you got 4.6 average. Now, the fastest way to get to those top 3 results is to get as many reviews as you possibly can. That's one portion of the way to get there that's under your control. Everything else is something that we do for you, of course. So if you can share the tiny URL, we sent you a link quite a long time ago, which I can send to you again. That's not a problem. This link is for you to share with as many people as you possibly can for them to give you a review. And the more reviews that you have on your Google profile, the higher of a chance you have to rank higher in Google. So, again, keep in mind that Google is very strict. They're very special with the businesses that they decide to put on the first top 3. And they always prioritize the businesses who are very well-reviewed and very well-recommended. Since they want to, of course, also be the platform that's most reliable. And the way they do that is that they focus on those businesses who have the best reviews, the best comments, and that are very well recommended. So something that is under your control is to, of course, get as many reviews as you possibly can. The more that you get, we can present an appeal for you in Google to, of course, rank you higher in Google and reach that first page of those Google results. And if you don't have it, again, I can send that link to you once again for you to start sharing around and try to get as many reviews as you possibly can.
Okay. And there is a review that I tried removing. It's a hate or it's something that's not supposed to be there. It's like a hate a language.
And
did you see the Googles?
Yeah, I can look that up. I
you see the reviews? One that says very rude and anything and something like that. It's
yeah,
a hate. Like, it's That's the only thing. We're not rude at the customers or anything like that.
Right. I can report this over so we can appeal that. Now, of course, Google is very, let's say, they're very also very strict with these kind of things. You know, we can present the appeal. However, they're also fair with both clients and business owners. You know, they're not just going to remove the review like that, just like that. They're going to investigate to see why that review was given. And if they find it fits, if they think it's fair for that to be removed, then it will be removed. But it's something that we must appeal to Google to see if it's possible. I can report that also so we can try to knock that one off.
Okay.
However, and it's always on Google whether that gets removed or not. So I'll definitely report that over. I did find that I can see it, and I'll let them know that to investigate this and for us to try to remove that also as soon as possible. But just keep in mind, this is a fair game. Google wants to make it fair for both clients and business owners. They're going to do their own investigation, and if they find it fit, they'll get that removed as well.
Okay,
and again, so I'm going to send you that link that I was telling you about for you to share to get more reviews. Again, the more that you get, the better. Try to get as many as you possibly can for us to also at the same time present this to Google and let them know that you should very rightfully have a spot in a higher rank in Google, of course. So the more you get, the better. This is also something that should be done permanently, not just for this, you know, for you to scale up. But you should always try to get as many reviews as you possibly can for your business.
Okay,
so that link has been sent to you via email, and I just texted to you as well.
I got it.
Good, okay. And we're going to work on that to review the negative review and see if we can knock that one off in the meantime as well.
Okay,
great. And, well, that's pretty much it for my end, unless you have any questions, anything else that I can do for you today?
No, this is it. I'm just trying to, like, if I'm going to pay money, I want to see results.
Of course, I understand.
Yes, that's my goal, to be up there.
Not a problem.
Like, not just to pay money and not even a phone call. You know what I mean?
No, I get it. Just try to get as many reviews as you possibly can to help us out. Also consider that whether people call you or not is out of our control. That's their choice. But we'll definitely try to do the best we can to try to attract more clients.
That's my goal, because nobody's going to go into the 8th page and look for me. You know?
Of course, yeah.
And I understand. There's a lot of roofers there. Who's going to be first on the top page? You know? I understand. But if I'm going to pay some like company like yours, you know what I mean? Because Google is also free listing.
Right, I understand. And definitely, we're going to do our best.
You understand? Google is free listing, right?
Yeah, I understand.
So if I'm just going to keep paying and not getting results, I might as well do it myself for free. Because it's free listing.
I understand, yes, definitely. And again, just help us out with those reviews, and we're going to speak with Google so we can rank you higher. Just try to get as many reviews as we possibly can for us to have a higher chance to give you a higher rank.
And I don't want somebody to, like, just be up there and not even paying for any advertisement, and I'm paying, meanwhile, and I'm on the 8th page.
Oh, no, all those businesses are definitely paying for advertising. I guarantee you they're all paying for advertising.
All right.
Well, any other questions? Anything else?
That's it. Thanks.
You have a great rest of your day.
You too.